Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't think any of us has ever been accused of trying to have an insurrection or have called on violence, even if some violence happened days away from us.
Nothing any Democrat that I know of have ever said or acted in the way the President of the United States has acted.
Wait a tick. What's this?
Make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
That's embarrassing. Egg on my face.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What is happening with my Republican colleagues, most of them, is their extreme fear of Donald Trump and the Trump base.
I don't think so.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I want to know, where are the impeachment stalwarts of yesteryear? Where is Jerry Nadler? Was he indisposed because of an all-you-can-eat hot dog contest at Nathan's on Coney Island? Where is Adam Schiff? Is his great campaign contributor, Ken Bock from West Hollywood, having a fundraiser when he's not inviting in male gay black hustlers to overdose with shots of methamphetamine? These are some of the people that I am missing. Where are they? You know, it's great that you have a gay guy, you know, Cicilline from Rhode Island. You have the missing Marx brother, Bleepo Marx Raskin from Maryland. Yeah, how are they gonna put fannies in the seats, as they say? You know, they could. They had the lowest Super Bowl audience in 14 years, and it wasn't much of a game, but it was a good storyline going in. Do they really think they're going to? This is a rerun. This is nothing more than a rerun of a failed operation, of a double failed operation. You know, first there was the Russian hoax, then there was the Ukrainian hoax, now there's this hoax. And they expect people are going to watch it. I'm not watching it. I hope you're not wasting a lot of time watching it, Taylor.
No, there didn't seem like there was really all that much going on. Just, you know, the usual suspects, except for the people that you just mentioned. But yeah, it's pretty dull.
And they're pretty dull, the usual suspects that I just mentioned. I mean, these are new, different comic faces. But they've got the same old jokes.
But at least
take
Schiff,
my wife, take her. I just got back from lost wages. He incited insurrection. Only, of course, insurrection. They have a tough time with that word, insurrection, don't they?
At least Schiff makes up some things to make it interesting. These guys do none of that.
I know. And when you see Nadler again, you're always wondering, how many hot dogs did he have last night for his midnight snack? He said he used to have three. I'm not buying it. Three is what he had on the way out from the bedroom before he threw the rest of the 12 pack in the boiling water. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Let's have Schumer screwing up the name, screwing up Donald Trump's name. Again, he had flop sweat because of the way he screwed it up the last time. Well, let's have the first. We'll have today's screw up, and then we'll have the screw up earlier, why he was nervous, why he had stage fright today. Cut 25.
Mr. President, in a moment, I will call up a resolution to govern the structure of the second impeachment trial of Donald John Trump.
And what is he exactly charged with, Mr. Majority Leader? Okay. We'll get to that in a moment. So Willie Geist on MSNBC on the morning
show. Donald John Trump incited the erection.
There's a lot of that going around. This is Willie Geist today. He's a coat holder. I think his father used to work for the New York Times or something. Maybe he got run out because he's a white guy or something, but I don't know, or a straight white male. But anyway, Willie Geist, he's got some connection to the New York Times. And so he's on MSNBC today. Cut 31.
Just on a personal level, does the President of the United States believe that former President Trump incited an insurrection with his rhetoric?
What is it with these guys?
You are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States who has been impeached for inciting the erection.
You know, anyone can make a mistake. I call Peter Doocy, Steve Doocy, because I have known his father for a long time, watched him on TV, know him personally. But, I mean, to confuse the words insurrection and erection, there's something, and it's all on one side. It's all these Democrats and their coat holders in the media that are making this mistake. What's up with that? 844-500-4242. 508 says how many guns were taken off these so-called insurrectionists? Taylor, do we have any sound effects of a kangaroo jumping up and down? Boing, boing, boing. Do we have any? Can you get some of that? We may need that as part of our coverage of the impeachment extravaganza going on. I'm going to say that we're going to cover this, in the words of Hunter S. Thompson, total coverage. Final wisdom, free lunch. That's what it's all about here. 844-500-4242. And I got to say, though, that have you heard anybody talking about this? I mean, just at you know, wherever you go, like to get a cup of coffee in the morning or the supermarket. And again, I know that there's less conversation than there used to be, and you're, oh, don't worry, you're talking to the mask. But really, I mean, who's thinking about this? I think people are thinking about things like, can I get a vaccination? Can I get the hell out of this rotten state? Fill in the blank what the name of the state is. When the hell are my kids going back to school? How high up are the gasoline prices going to go? Those are the things that people are thinking about right now. They're not thinking about this crap. This is like asking yourself, what's on the Cartoon Network tonight? It's a cartoon. You know, what's on the TV Land? It's a rerun. Okay, this is the TV Land version of impeachment, a rerun. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking for see if there's any. Oh, here's this is from Representative Catherine Clark, and again this is another one of these drifters who's come into Massachusetts and wrecked the place. She's from Colorado, and now she's risen to the top of the greasy poll. She's number four in the House hierarchy, I think. And she's on calling witnesses here. Cut 26.
I leave it up to the managers. They are very capable on whether they will see the need. But I think this is a highly unusual impeachment proceeding in that the jurors were also witnesses. Those senators knew what it was like to flee in terror from the Senate chambers.
The jurors are... There it is. The court... Okay, here it is. Taylor, when I say the court is now in session, you play... The jurors are witnesses. You know what that would mean if you had a guy come in on the jury and you said, "Were you there at the scene?" Yes, I was. You know what that would lead to? That would lead to a peremptory challenge. You would be thrown out of the jury pool. And again, I understand this is not technically a legal proceeding, but this is all BS. As Newt, the former Speaker of the House, described it last night on Fox, Cut 28.
Now, how can you have a judge, quote, judge, who's already announced that he's for conviction? This is like a Western movie where the mob wants to lynch somebody and the judge is sitting there drunk saying, oh, go ahead, boys. This has no resemblance to a real trial. It is a mock trial and it's pathetic.
It is a sham of a mockery of a travesty.
Howie, Taylor, I love how that lady's like, oh, this is unusual because the jurors are the witnesses. It's like, no, this is unusual because the guy you're impeaching is no longer the president. That's why this is so unusual. It's because it's ridiculous.
There are a number of unique aspects to this. Kangaroo court. Boing, boing, boing.
Okay. I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
844-500-4242. We got a great cheap bastard deal coming right up, and Grace is going to be involved in it here. But first, everyone knows I love coffee, and I'm not giving it up. I've been told to limit my intake to 3 cups a day and stop by noon, but that's not happening. I got a cup right in front of me now. I've always known the coffee might keep me up from time to time, but no more. Not because I'm taking Balance 7. You ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. I feel better and I sleep better. Balance 7 also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. I'm often asked to try products and I tend to be skeptical of the claims they make. But with Balance 7, every positive thing I was told turned out to be true. I've been taking it for more than a week now. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, my mental clarity is sharper during the day. It's a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you'll feel the difference very quickly. Balance 7 is made in America from safe, all natural ingredients. It's sold more than 6 million units worldwide. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Order the 1 month supply now and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's Balance 7, the number 7, balance7.com. Code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Get on board quick. They're already going fast, like the proverbial hotcakes. These are $50 gift cards for $25 to the 110 Grill anywhere. The 110 Grill anywhere. They have locations all over the place in Plymouth, Holyoke, Fall River, and Chelmsford, just to name 3 different areas of the state. In New Hampshire, in Nashua, in Portsmouth, in Manchester, and all around the region, they have it. And this is a great deal. These are $50 gift cards for $25. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the store. Joining us now is Matt Harlow. He's the general manager of the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Thanks for being with us, Matt. And these are going to go really fast. So tell us what kind of food people can get at the 110 Grill.
So we have a barbecue chicken nacho. It's tortilla chips piled high with rice, black beans, corn, cheese.
I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry.
Howie, I just had some, and I just tweeted out a picture of it just to really rub it in. But,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And Matt, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I think the key with nachos is you guys put like the queso cheese, but also the real cheese. So it's like a mix of liquid cheese and hard cheese, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it is just incredible. Best nachos I've ever had.
Yeah, we do both. We put the real cheese on it. We put the nacho cheese on. We put them in the oven, top them with ranch barbecue sauce.
So good.
Oh, I'm hungry. My mouth is watering. Okay, listen, Matt. So these are going to go really fast, but you've also got a new contest that is coming. It's a Dinner with Grace contest, correct?
Correct, yep. We have a Dinner with Grace contest. It's going to go from the 10th to the 25th. In the Plymouth location, if you come in and mention that you want to sign up, you come sign up a slip, and we will receive a book.
A copy of Plug Uglies, my scrapbook of Boston organized crime. It's a great coffee table book. It's got hundreds of pictures, old police reports from the 60s to the 80s, and it's just really cool. And you could just take it wherever you want to go and just sit down and read it. It's easy reading. So it's a hell of a deal. You go to the 110 Grill just in Plymouth on Commerce Way, and you go in and you say, give me a slip to enter to win a free dinner with Grace. And as soon as you enter the contest, they give you a free copy of Plug Uglies. Right?
That's correct.
And so you can start entering the contest now. Would just go in, when you go in to eat at the 110 Grill in Plymouth, and just enter between any day between now and the 25th. And the dinner with Grace is on Friday, February 26th, and Grace will be there.
I'm so excited. So last time I went, I had the best time. We had the winner was awesome. And I just want to remind people, if you win and you want to bring your wife or your husband, you get to bring someone with you. And I just had the best time, Howie. I ordered a steak and a cosmopolitan, and I have to say it was absolutely delicious. And then, you know, because it was on the house, we also got dessert, and that was awesome. But yeah, it's the service is great there, and I promise you, you'll have such a good time. And like Howie said, even if you don't win, you get a free book. So if you're there, you might as well sign up for it.
Yeah, it's a $19.99 value, and it's good reading. And like I said, it's not going to tax your mind. It'll just remind you of the old days in Boston, or if you weren't around for the old days, it'll give you a good indication of the way it used to be around here.
And I also want to say, Howie, Matt brought in a lot of stuff. He brought in nachos today. He brought in delicious crispy chicken on salad. He brought in flatbreads.
Like a pesto artichoke dish, right?
Oh, so good. And a spinach dip. I mean, we are just spoiled here, Howie. And you would, I know it's snowing outside, and I know you don't like Massachusetts, but I would venture to say that you'd want to be here today.
I would. Again, Grace, I'm very hungry. So anyway, you can still get the gift certificates. They're going very fast. We don't have that many, and like one-sixth were gone before we even started this segment. These are $50 gift cards.
Oh, they're all sold out.
Oh, but you can still enter to win a free dinner with Grace.
You're kidding.
They're all gone.
We sold almost 100 in 5 minutes.
Yep.
People saw the nachos, Howie, on my Twitter.
Well, you can still go down to the 110 Grill in Plymouth on Commerce Way and just ask for a slip to enter the Win a Free Dinner with Grace contest, and they will hand you the slip, and they will hand you a free copy of my book, Plug Uglies, a scrapbook of Boston organized crime. What a deal. What a deal. Matt, what's the biggest seller you got at the 110 Grill in Plymouth on Commerce Way?
Our biggest seller for sure is a pulled pork mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
They brought that today, too,
yeah,
Howie.
Yeah, we brought that in.
It's so good.
What kind of cheese you put in there, Matt? I don't know why I'm asking this, because I'm getting hungrier by the moment, but what kind of cheese do you have?
So it's a cheese sauce that we make. It's a pan-made sauce. So it has Monterey Jack cheese, cheddar cheese. We put the pulled pork on top of the pasta, top it with onion strings, barbecue sauce, and ranch dressing.
Oh, boy. Sounds good.
It tastes good, too.
We'll be right. Matt Harlow, thank you. Thanks to everybody from the 110 Grill, including Robert Walker, the owner. Sorry, they're sold out. We'll have another Cheap Bastard deal soon. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People say to me, you don't really think COVID-19 is that serious, Howie. Why did you get the tests? Why did you get the shots, excuse me? Here's a headline on the internet right now. Pete Buttigieg, he's the new Secretary of Transportation, says DOT studying requiring COVID tests for domestic airline travel. COVID tests. So you know what the next step is going to be? It's going to be COVID shots for domestic airline travel.
Translation papers, please.
Jawohl. 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 All right. 844-500-4242. Owners of Minneapolis restaurant destroyed in riots file lawsuit against city. Mayor Fry. Good. Sounds like a good spot, Grace. The Town Talk Diner and Gastro Pub.
What, they had a problem with the Summer of Love?
Yeah, it was a peaceful. It was their gastro pub and diner was destroyed in a mostly peaceful riot in the Twin Cities.
Howie, I wasn't going to repeat this story, but since you brought that up, did you hear the story I said today about the Sacramento mayor?
Yes,
he's a Democrat who's been mugged. He was very much in line with Black Lives Matter and their protests until his house was vandalized. And now he just doesn't he thinks this is anarchy, not protesting.
My favorite, though, is the Tampa mayor.
Yeah, we got to talk about
Castor. Castor Oil.
This first cut of her, Howie, saying that they're going to handle maskless Super Bowl celebrators is really scary.
And I'm proud to say that the majority of individuals that I saw out and about enjoying the festivities associated with the Super Bowl were complying. So I'm proud of our community, but those few bad actors will be identified.
Bad actors.
And the Tampa Police Department will handle it.
She sounds like Tugboat Annie, by the way.
Who is that?
Don't ask. Gravel. How about Gravel Gertie? I mean,
I don't know who that is either. Taylor doesn't either. Howie, that's when you know it's really an old reference if Taylor doesn't know it.
Okay, you can Google Tugboat Annie and take a look at her and tell me if she doesn't sound like Jane Castor.
But the woman goes on to talk about personal responsibility.
Let's hear that too.
This is cut two.
There just has to be that level of personal responsibility. You can supply everyone with a mask, advise them of the science behind it, and expect that they are going to abide by the mask order.
It's kind of like you can lead a horse to water. That's what she's saying.
Right. You could advise them of science, but if it's science fiction, which is what this is, it really doesn't matter all that much if you're not a fan of the genre, does it?
But Howie, the key is, though,
what is the key with the Jane Castor giving us a lecture on wearing masks?
There's a photo of her. Is she actually at the Super Bowl when the photo was taken?
I'm sure she was.
Like she was in a box. And
that's what mayors do. They go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And then they sometimes leave half. Oh, no, that was Mark Wahlberg who left because he thought the Patriots were going to lose. But she's in the box or wherever she is next to a guy with a mask on. And Howie, she not only doesn't have a mask on, but I don't even see one on her person. Doesn't it look like she has one on her wrist or on her neck? Or you know how sometimes people have it below the nose or above the nose so
right.
they can take a smoke of their
right.
cigarette?
Right, like the state cop who's in the jail in Rockingham County, New Hampshire.
Right, this lady, there's not a mask to be seen. She's freewheeling it. And now, meanwhile, she's talking about people being held responsible and the police handling people without masks on. And then all these other reporters that were tweeting so excited when people were out celebrating. Remember Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, we need relief. Like people need a way to have relief. All these reporters are horrified at Florida. They keep saying Florida is going to kill us all. Like, don't worry about Florida killing you. Do you know the death rates in New York? Florida's 26th overall for deaths. New York is 2. So all these people who are from
New York.
And now
it turns out there's 15,000 people. They were saying there were 8,500 people dead in the nursing homes, old people. Now it's 15,000. They released those numbers, the state of New York, on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you know what Cuomo says about that.
They died. Who cares?
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes.
That's Hillary Clinton, but similar. Howie, do you want to play a little bit of this Ron DeSantis? Because I really think he's becoming the front runner for 2024.
I wish we had him saying, you know, on audio that he didn't wear a mask because he had to drink a beer. But this is great stuff. The stuff that's on audio is great. Play what you like there, Grace.
Oh, but can I first say, Howie, about that? That in itself is a microaggression, because you will remember Brett Kavanaugh almost had his life ruined for enjoying beer. So I don't know who Ron DeSantis thinks he's impressing with that, but people are not going to be happy. Beer is the drink of white, credulous boomer rubes. I just want to say that for the record. This is Ron DeSantis talking about how other states didn't open, but Florida did, cut three.
Well, you look around the country and they still are debating whether schools should be open. We've had schools open the whole year. They talk about whether businesses should be open. Every business in Florida has a right to operate. They talk about all these people unemployed. In Florida, every single person has a right to earn a living.
And Howie, you know what I find amazing about Ron DeSantis is he opened everything up. A lot of times he kept things open. And everyone was saying, oh, we're going to need body bags in Florida. He has blood on his hands. And it would be very easy for the average person to get scared by that and say, right, like, oh, I don't want to be responsible for this. But it takes a lot more courage to keep things open despite that and say, listen, this is how I feel, and I'm going to take the risk. And when you think about Joe Biden right now, who's the president, he can't even say who he's betting on for the Super Bowl without getting scared, let alone opening up the schools. He's being bullied by the teachers union.
He's being bullied by everybody. But he's got some big cheerleaders. And you know where the cheerleaders are? Russia, China.
Oh, yeah.
Iran. Oh, they are ecstatic.
They think he's a righteous dude. They really do. All right,
Happy days are here again. Venezuela, Cuba.
Right. They said he was going to unify. They said the country, but he's unifying the world. Let's play more DeSantis. This is cut four.
They have a partisan agenda, and I think it was an election year. They did not want the president to carry Florida. I think the fact that the president endorsed me when I ran for governor, you know, means that they want to do that. So they had a narrative, and their narrative is whatever that helps them advance their political. It doesn't matter about the facts. They don't care about the facts. In fact, they will ignore facts that are inconvenient for their narrative and even concoct conspiracy theories.
And just to prove his point, Howie, I would like to play Joe Scarborough today. Knowing that New York is number two in deaths and Florida is number 26, this is what Joe Scarborough said about Ron DeSantis.
Seriously? How hard has this been? I know that Ron DeSantis has been stumbling around over the past year or so and has had some real problems, especially as it's pertained to vaccines. But I don't think anybody would have expected him to foul it up as badly as he has.
No lie too big.
Oh, seriously. And Howie, before I go here, first I want to tell people that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I don't know if people know this, but I went up to ski country this past weekend and the roads were very slippery, but I was so safe in my Toyota RAV4 XLE. It's a great car to handle the snow, but even more importantly, if you're interested in any kind of car, Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They will treat you like VIPs, tell them I sent you, whether you're talking to Brad or Jim or anyone there. They're all awesome. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom, and again, tell them Grace sent you. By the way, guys, I want to hit this story, Howie, because I didn't have much to say about it in my news show earlier, but I think you might have something to say about it. Politico Sam Stein called out the White House for feeding People magazine a story on Axios report. A reporter, Alexei McCammond, dating Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow. This girl has been woman has been reporting on the Biden administration, and she's dating T.J. Ducklow, and she's been dating him. Can you guess what month they're saying she started dating him?
I have no idea.
November. Axios has allowed one of its reporters to continue to write about Joe Biden after she disclosed in November that she is dating his transition spokesman and now White House Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow.
He's in transition and she's dating him?
No, the transition
spokesman. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. His name is Ducklow?
Yeah, you remember him, how he was on Fox. He was one of the only Biden people to ever go on Fox, and he got absolutely destroyed.
You know, if I'm under attack, Grace, though, I always like to duck low as opposed to duck high. If you duck high, it's more likely they're going to hit you in the head.
Howie, very good. I really set that up for you, but that was very good. So that's just another example of the press being the press. I mean, they're really just, they're so in the bag for Joe Biden. It's embarrassing. And now they're not going to dwell on the Democrats' violent rhetoric. They're just going to move on from it. I did want to play a little bit of Yamiche Alcindor defending Maxine Waters. This is cut 18.
But I think the thing that's going to be so obvious is going to be that there wasn't a storming of the Capitol after Maxine Waters or Senator Harris, then Senator Harris, had fiery speeches. So I think that's all the things that we should be watching, how they juxtapose this at the scene of where this happened.
Is she on the defense team? These are the people who are supposed to be like the peanut gallery, and they're just out there defending wildly Maxine Waters.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, she, Yamiche Alcindor, no relation to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, she's one of the most embarrassing people there is on. She's on National Panhandler Radio, right?
I believe she's, PBS.
Yeah.
Howie, by the way, I will be back at 4:30 for Grace's News. You have a ton of sound to get through today, but what did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. I will be back for Hate Mail Monday at 4:30, but I know you have a ton of sound to get to, so I'll let you get to it.
Yes, and we're going to have Jessica Vaughn from Center for Immigration Studies on to be discussing the latest open border disasters that are occurring here under the Biden administration. So much to get to here. 844-500-4242. Great news. The Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temps. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day now headed towards the Biden's favorite country, China. Now there's a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means the price of natural gas is going through the roof. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England this past week. It's been snowing. It's snowing again today. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater. Robert from the Cape says, the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. Taylor can confirm this, right, Taylor?
Sure, and unbeknownst to me, my family's been using the Eden Pure heater line for years, and the Gen 40 is just the latest in all of their applications of this science and technology, and it's so easy to use. You wouldn't think that there's anything high-tech to it. It's so intuitive, but it's so simple, so portable. That's what I love about it. You can just move it from room to room. It's not heavy. It's not bulky. It's very easy to manipulate.
I'm just holding it up right now. I'm lifting it over and over again.
You set it and forget it, like a Ron Papil infomercial. It's a wonderful product.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace does. It also costs less to run. You may be working from home more now, and you will need to pay close attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Get simple recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free with HelloFresh. For a limited time, go to HelloFresh.com and use code HOWIE10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping from America's number one meal kit. That's code HOWIE10 for 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will most public schools reopen 5 days a week before the end of this school year?
No way.
78% say no.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I don't have any kids in public schools anymore, so I wouldn't be laughing if I did. But, you know, they keep changing the goalposts here. You know, that now Jen Psaki is saying that, well, if they're, what, we'll just play, let's just play the cut, and you can just see her backpedaling, you know, as she always does. Cut 11.
Could you help us understand what the White House is, or what the president's definition of open schools is? Does it mean teachers in classroom teaching students in classroom, or does it just mean kids in classroom with a remote screen? Help us understand.
Sure. His goal that he set is to have the majority of schools, so more than 50%, open by day 100 of his presidency. And that means some teaching in classrooms. So at least one day a week. Hopefully it's more. And obviously it is
one day,
as much as is safe in each school and local district.
When you say some teaching, that's, you didn't use the same majority qualifier there. You just have to have some teaching in school, some teachers in school, not the majority of teachers in school and the majority of classrooms.
Well, teaching at least one day a week in the majority of schools by day 100.
Okay, and that's in-person teaching?
In-person teaching, yes.
One day a week in 50% of the schools in the first 100 days, which is just about the time the schools would be closing for the summer, right? Not that far off. But in other words, very few schools, any school with a powerful union that gives a lot of money to Democrats, that school district will not be open. That'll be in the 49.9% that will not be open.
Doesn't sound,
even one day.
Doesn't sound very green either, firing up the furnace just for that one day a week, just to let the school cool down and fire up the furnace next week.
They obviously don't give a bleep about the kids who are in public schools. I mean, they can talk all they want. They can flap their jaws about how committed they are to a diverse, transgender 16-19 curriculum for everybody to make them into welfare-dependent couch potatoes down the road. But they don't care. They don't give a bleep about them. They only care about getting money from the teachers' unions. That's it. And it's so clear. 844-500-4242. So let's play one more cut here, because we don't have that much time before the break. This is Peter Ducey asking about the son-in-law. Biden has a son-in-law who's invested in all these COVID-19 technologies. He's making money. Think of Jared Kushner investing in COVID-19 and making big bucks. Do you think Trump would be left alone? But Ducey's the only one who asked these questions. Cut 13.
The president's son-in-law, Dr. Howard Krine, was advising candidate Biden on COVID-19 response while he was investing in companies involved with the COVID-19 response through his company, Startup Health. Dr. Krine has been at the White House since the inauguration. Is he still advising the president on COVID-19 response?
Well, Dr. Krine is his son-in-law. The president.
There are questions about a potential.
Well, and I think he was here because the president was inaugurated recently, which is understandable. The president has made clear that there will be an absolute wall between him and any businesses connected with his family members.
Absolute wall.
And as he reiterated just last week, no family member is going to have an office in the White House or be involved in any government policy making. That applies to his son-in-law and applies to every single member of his family.
But will there be a brass pole installed for Hunter Biden to entertain his female associates who stopped by 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Again, think of what would happen if Jared Kushner had been making investments in COVID-19 providing stocks. What would the reaction be? I'm Howie Carr.